views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from, fairly cloudy, a little bit drizzly Seattle, here on KKNW AM 1150 at Hubbard Radio. You may be listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230, somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, on one of the many stations in Australia or anywhere around the world through the internet on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, whether it's live or in the archives, you're going to be glad you tuned in, because we're going to be helping you define something very important in your life. And I'm not going to tell you anything more until I say hello to my better half here in the studio, Mr. Benny Mathers. Thank you, Benny, for doing what you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And wow, that just leaves a whole gamut of things of divining what I need to do, you need to do, our guest needs to do. I know it's been kind of in the news, of course. I'm still kind of really beside myself on the passing of Prince. I know details are coming through, but just, I don't know, how was he through you? I mean, as far as music related, because you listen.
I definitely listened to Prince. And one of the things I found inspirational was the fact that he lived kind of outside of the box.
Yes.
You know, he's this real, I mean, he's my height, 5'2".
You would look so cute together.
Different
a couple
in a variety
like
ways.
That. It looks so cute.
And yet he had this drive. He was so in tune with his life purpose, and connecting so thoroughly with the music, but also with individuals. I mean, when you read stories about what he was like in his community there in Minneapolis, I mean, he was just an integral part of that community, and he connected with people. And it was a shock to see that he was gone so soon.
It still is for many, and even for me. I remember listening to the stuff, you know, Purple Rain and all that, from when my sister was growing up, because she's a little older.
Right.
And of course, I got the bug of just listening to his great music and paving the way for being himself and doing original music. And for what he's done even outside, I mean, he wrote for so many artists that no one would ever really know unless you dug deep into, like, you
interesting.
Know, oh, you should look up the stuff he's written for all. I mean, it's astounding, but it's also amazing.
Yeah, but it's a great lesson, because we don't know how long we're going to be here. And
exactly,
you know, he shone brightly while here, and
still
good
is
for him.
And in purple, that's going to be very, very well. It's good for us here in the Pacific Northwest. Of course, we have the University of Washington, which is very purple related,
right?
But you know, the Ferris wheel downtown, they lit up last night in his honor.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I'm sure plenty more city attractions will be doing the same throughout the weekend. I hope they do. I think it'd be very nice. And it's still kind of just, I think everyone's just kind of like accepting it, but not all the way. They're just like, really? Like, they couldn't believe it.
You know, it's always sad when somebody who's contributed so much passes, but sometimes it feels a little more off than others. And this is one of those times.
And with a great heart. He really, you know, stayed true to himself and, you know, did a lot of positive things for the community and outreach programs and so forth like that, which is, man, I know. It's like almost similar to like Michael Jackson, you know.
But it feels like Prince was more down to earth and connected with people.
Oh yeah,
you know? So it's he was definitely special.
And I went back to music relations, but there.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
But enough about us.
Yes. And you know, I was saying a moment ago that Prince seemed to be living his life purpose in so many ways, and that's the subject of today's show. And it's really interesting, because as somebody who's a former research statistician turned energy healer and, you know, self-empowerment teacher and radio talk show host, you know, I've gone through a lot of transformations. I started in a field that I was good at, I could make money at, I got the societal and familial kudos about it, and yet it was not my life purpose. It was not connected to my heart, and I ultimately changed it. So I see how important life purpose is, and our guest today, that's his big focus, is helping people to recognize their life purpose. I'm talking about Rhys Thomas, and he is a visionary author. He's a speaker, a trainer, a coach, and he teaches about personal growth and energy medicine as well. He is the founder of the Rhys Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, and he's creator of the Rhys Method, which is a system of self-discovery, transformation, and healing. We're going to talk about that because he focuses on life purpose, and somehow that has a connection to healing, but more about that later. Anyway, he has impacted the lives of thousands of people through his videos, speaking events, and programs. He is the author of Discover Your Purpose, How to Use the 5 Life Purpose Profiles to Unlock Your Hidden Potential and Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. I'd like to welcome Rhys Thomas to the show. Hi, Rhys.
Hi, Christine. Hey, Benny.
Hey, Benny, you said hello.
Hey, what's up?
You know, Rhys, I was reading today in the newspaper that in our country, in the United States right now, we have reached a 30-year high in suicide rates, which is kind of shocking. And it seems to be particularly high in the middle-aged people and particularly women. What's going on our planet right now that you think may be causing that sort of unrest?
There's a lot, but a lot of running an energy medicine school. I run an energy medicine school, and this discovering your purpose is the essence of becoming a real healer, a real transformative element in the world. And one of the things that I have discovered after now 15 years in the field is that all illness comes from one simple thing: we don't know who we are. So we don't know how to manage our field or ask for what we want make the choices in our lives that really feed us. We can make the choices in our lives. We tend to be able to make the choices in our lives that get us what we think we ought to have and what who we ought to be. Mm-hmm. But when we don't run our energy through our deeper purpose, our deep sense of purpose, there's a lot of stress if we don't really know who we are. Yeah. In a world that if you don't know who you are, someone else has a good idea what you ought to be doing.
Mm-hmm. So many people.
So many people. It's like, oh, you don't know who you are. Well, here's who I want you to be.
Right.
And that's really what we're up against. And without really knowing, having a foundation of who we are, we end up trying on many different things. And as you had said, you tried the research statistician, which you have some chakras for. You have some ability. You may have a profile. Part of your profile may be that you can do that. But it wasn't your primary element of who you are, and so it never really fed you. And had you stayed with that your whole life, you may have been one of those statistics of not necessarily suicide, but definitely depression or illness or things. You know, your body will eventually break down when you don't run its natural energy through it.
Right. I figured the statistic I would have been would be death because I experienced the early stages of cancer, and it wasn't until I started dealing with some of my issues and stepping more into myself that it went away.
Right.
So it's I absolutely.
Yeah.
There are
all the way to that. I was just listening to public radio yesterday, and they were interviewing a person at Harvard who's doing a study on happiness now, and they're doing they're scientifically trying to prove what happiness is. And one of the things that he said was that a sense of purpose, a sense of who you are and your purpose, is one of the most driving, motivating forces behind being happy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally couldn't agree more.
Right.
I wrote the book on that.
Okay.
And that sort of sense of who we are and the type of person that we are, is really important. Just going back to the suicide rates, one of the greatest lies that we're told in our lives, and this is something that I try to remind myself and students all the time, and on various radio shows, is that the worst thing you can ever do for your child is tell them they can become anything they want to become.
Why is that?
Because we can only become one thing, who we are. Uh-huh. And who we are is unique and has a very, very specific purpose.
Right.
And there's a feeling deep inside of us that we knew as a child, and we played that way, and we thought that way, and we acted that way, and we talked that way, and we lived that way, and we woke up in the morning, and we just woke up and said, I'm back! It's another day! It's fantastic!
Right.
And we learned very quickly that that person was not going to be fully accepted in the world as we were, because back then, you didn't need to be a boy or a girl. You didn't need to know what colors to wear. You didn't need to know how to talk or behave or speak English or whatever language you speak. You didn't need to learn all the stupid rules that society teaches you. And your parents said, this is our religion, and this is our political party, and this is our this. And these are things that you have to learn so you can be a human being. And when you became a human being, you stopped being a soul. You stopped being this quality within you that is exuberantly alive and loving life.
Mm-hmm, right.
And when we did that, we started this slow decline into thinking who we are rather than feeling who we are.
Right, right. And I think that we have, you know, ultimately have had consequences in our lives. And we were talking about the suicide rate. I know there's a big, the high depression rate. And you know, people I'm interacting with these days are feeling like, you know, everything should be okay because things look good on paper, but something is off inside of me. And I'm going to be interested in learning more about how each of us can learn our life purpose through these five life purpose profiles. More with Rhys Thomas in a few moments.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Reese Thomas, the author of Discover Your Purpose. Now, Reese, why did you ever get to the point where you decided, first of all, that purpose is king in terms of, you know, happiness and well-being? But secondly, why did you create the five different profiles?
It started with me doing what most of us do, and you had mentioned before about, you know, you're starting out as a research statistician, mm-hmm. and an energy healer, and all. And I started out as a tennis pro, a competitive player, uh-huh. and then a tennis teacher pro that you know decided that a man needs to be a businessman and structured, and so I ran a big tennis facility and ran summer camps, and I created a sports product, and I started a corporation and got investors and did all these things that good businessmen do, and I was trying to be that guy. Uh-huh. But I was having health issues. I was having relationship issues. I was having issues with not feeling like people really understood me at the country club where I was for 18 years. Mm-hmm. I had a long run at a country club, and I always felt like I really wasn't understood by these people. And now that I look back and realize that I'm actually not this achiever in my life, I'm more of a sort of a creative flow of consciousness person. Uh-huh. The budgets that I used to submit to them must have been just beyond their comprehension, because I was dealing with sort of Fortune 500 CEOs and large uh-huh. companies,
right.
and I'm committed. I'm producing a creative budget, because in my mind, I was like, isn't that what you want? You want to know the potential of our department? They're like, no, we want to know what the department's doing. And I was like, why? That's so boring.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really understand it. But after many, many years of feeling like there was something really missing, and I was studying Wayne Dyer and uh-huh. and Deepak Chopra and all sorts of quantum physics and Carolyn Mace, and I've been doing all sorts of spiritual personal spiritual practice and meditation and martial arts for many, many years, learning chi energy, understanding all of that. But in my 30s, I really sort of felt like, is this all there is? Is there mm-hmm. something really missing in my life?
Right.
And there was a situation with sinus infections and a number of things that was happening in my body that the doctors couldn't solve. So I went to an energy medicine, a Barbara Brennan healer. There's a school
sure.
in Florida,
oh, yeah.
a very strong school from Barbara Brennan, and I went to one of the healers, and I was a guy that probably hadn't cried, you know, since I was 18 or something,
mm-hmm.
and at 36 or 7 years old, I walk in the room and I sat down with this woman, and when she looked at me, I just, the tears just poured out of my eyes, and I had
really?
No idea what was happening. I had mm-hmm. no idea what was going on, and at that moment, I realized that she saw something in me that no one else I knew could see.
Uh-huh. And what was that?
And I realized that I couldn't see that in myself, and I didn't even know what that was.
Uh-huh.
But I had been a tennis pro and a teacher for a long time, and I always had this knack of being able to see within my students their sort of a quality that they had to play to.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want them to win the match. I wanted them to get to that place in themselves where they played from that sort of soul place, if I would call
right.
it now a soul place.
Right.
And I would always help them find that quality. Well, after I did some energy work, I realized, boy, I need to find out more about this stuff. And I went to a 4-year training in energy medicine myself, similar to the Barbara Brennan School, and
mm-hmm.
we learned all about all kinds of chakras and things that I had never heard of before.
Sure.
The deeper elements of these things. And one of the trainings was Alexander Lowen and Wilhelm Reich developed a healing modality called bioenergetics. And I learned that, and in that system, they had 5 ways that people basically went into this, you know, what they called defense,
uh-huh.
and 5 ways that people would get very ill and very dissociated from their lives.
Right.
Because the two of them worked in the late 20s when they developed this in sanitariums. And so they noticed that people went crazy in 5 different ways.
Interesting.
And I learned it that way, and they had these wonderful names for these people. They called them the schizoid, the oral, the masochist,
mm-hmm.
the rigid, and the psychopath. And I was thinking, boy, I don't want to be any of those. And
Most of us don't.
and yet my teacher was very happy to tell me that I was a schizoid rigid. And I was thinking, wow, that can't be good. And yet there was a truth in it. There was a quality. There was something in there that was a truth. And Lowen and Reich had developed the system based on when a person the energetic development of the child when you were wounded. They believed that when you were wounded in your life, that caused you to become and trigger this energetic pattern in your life that would
mm-hmm.
create these qualities.
Sure.
And all of my work that I had done with students was that we come in, and who we are and what we're here to do is like stamped on our forehead.
Uh-huh.
And it's a tattoo that you cannot get off.
Sure.
And so I took their 5 human qualities, and then I said, well, what would those be if they were our highest potential? And then I thought, oh, those same ones are, you know, a person who's a creative idealist. They're the most brilliant people, the Einsteins and the artists and the Dalis and these people that create these brilliant, they bring in stuff that nobody would ever think about and totally change the way we see the world.
Uh-huh.
And then there are these people that are deep, deep feelers, and they literally have never hurt a fly, and they are all heart. They just melt. They just and when you're around them, you melt too. You like
mm-hmm.
you feel love just by being in their presence.
Right.
And then there are the people that are sort of big and warm and big smiles, and they always have a service job, and they always are hugging you, and they're
uh-huh.
always and they're helping you out, and they're let me help you with that, or they're changing your tire for you, or they're coming, you know. And they are these people that we call team players.
Uh-huh.
And so we have the creative idealists, then we have these soft people that we call the emotional intelligence specialists, and then we have these helpers, these caretakers in the world that are what we call the team players. And then there are the people that we all knew, and I worked for many of these people that were super, super achievers. Hair was always in the right place.
Uh-huh.
You know, the hair was never messed up. They were all, they always, you know, they had the, you know, they were successful. They always had letters behind their name. They were in professional positions in life. They excelled. And by the way, we call these people knowledgeable achievers. And our school systems in the United States are designed only for them.
Oh, yeah.
The other four qualities are not actually supported in any way, shape, or form to be who they are.
Right,
but
and that's a whole other conversation. Yeah, that's
everybody
big.
Is supported in our country, in the world, mostly to be knowledgeable achievers.
Right.
If you're a knowledgeable
right.
achiever, and you can behave that way, which I tried to be, which was
mm-hmm.
I was trying to be a businessman in my life, when we try to be that, if it's who we are, it's fantastic. If it's not, it's painful.
Uh-huh.
And then the fifth one, so we call those people knowledgeable achievers. The fifth one are the people who are just charismatic. They
uh-huh.
have huge energy. They are they're charming and soft and seductive sometimes, and sometimes they're strong and they can bully, and they can be our politicians, they can be actors and actresses, and pretty much everything they do, they're they're actors and actresses in a lot of areas of their life, and they can be very attractive, even if they aren't model attractive. There's an attraction to them. They have this pull to them. They're somebody you want to be around. And those we call the charismatic leaders or charmers in the world. And so I found that I was I started looking at everybody I knew and all the people I'd worked with, and I found that when you support someone in being that quality that is most alive within them, they get happy really fast, and they feel seen, and then they start making different choices in their life. So someone who who has grown up a charismatic leader, they were born to have this power and to influence and make change in the world.
Sure.
But they were born into a family of charismatic leaders where that job was already taken.
Uh-huh.
There was a parent, two parents or one parent, was very dominant, and children listened and didn't talk back, or they were, there was a strict rule of we are in charge and you are not, and the child had to take on another role. And oftentimes they'll take on the role of either knowledgeable achieving, which is doing everything right, or they'll take on the role of people pleasing, which is always being the good one, always helping out. I'm the one who helps out. And especially for women, they will choose the people pleasing and taking care of others, because in our culture, that's what's most valued for women. And then for men, they would tend to take on the achiever role of always doing the right thing and keeping it together. But in both cases, when I was able to remind people that you're really quite a leader, people really follow you, people really love the way you support them or do things or achieve in your life. But it's not really about the supporting the others, and it's really not about the achievement. It's really about you being acknowledged and sort of worshipped for this quality within you. And they'll go, oh, yeah, it is about me.
Right,
and it always has been about me. And when they realize that they like to lead, their life changes in a way, and their energy comes back in a way that they couldn't access before they knew who they were. And that's true for all of those qualities. There are emotional intelligence people, who were taught that they cried too much when they were a child.
And they had
a parent who said, look, you just need to suck it up and not be crying all the time. And what's the matter with you? And why are you always whining? And so they learn in their lives to hold their feelings back by either leaving their body and going into what we call the creative idealist, which is more up in their head and in the more creative endeavors, and sort of studying and reading and being in the world of books and the emotions of the books, rather than in their own emotions, or they literally shut their feelings down by using the knowledgeable achiever, the what we call the defense of that, which would be the rule keeper, where they don't show their feelings. And when an emotional intelligence specialist doesn't show their feelings, they're not expressing their purpose in life. Just like the charismatic leader, when they don't show their charm and their energy and their vivacious, power. They're not expressing their life purpose in the world, and nobody around them understands them, and they don't feel like their life is full. And so when people come to my school, I run an energy medicine school. We meet 5 times a year and for 5 weekends a year, and we train people over a 3-year period how to be, one, who they really are, but we're training them to be healers. And the most healing quality that a person can have is to be able to fully, without any fear, and with no apologies, be yourself.
Right, right. And we're going to continue this conversation, but we have to go to a quick break. More with Reese Thomas in a few moments.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for 3 amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Listening to the wonderful Prince, the late Prince, so sad he's gone, here on the Christine Upchurch Show on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a really interesting conversation today with Rhys Thomas, who is the author of Discover Your Purpose, How to Use the Five Life Purpose Profiles to Unlock Your Hidden Potential and Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. Now, Rhys, you talked about the five different profiles, and you also started talking about how we can end up denying that part of ourselves because of family dynamics. So, first of all, how does a person learn which profile they belong to or is their primary?
Well, as I was describing them before, as people that are very creative, people that are very deep feelers, people that are very caretaking in their life, people that are super achievers, and then people that are, you know, are leaders, one way to, if you really look inside and ask yourself, do I have those qualities? Uh-huh. The answer is we all have all five qualities.
Okay.
We all need to stand up and fight for our lives as a leader at some point. We all have to get somewhere on time as an achiever and get through school or, you know, get a job and be good at it.
Sure.
We all need to caretake people. We are parents or we're know, in relationship with somebody, or we have to put others ahead of ourselves at times. We also all have feelings. Mm-hmm. Unless you've had a feeling removal.
I don't think that's possible for humans.
And we all have a certain level of creativity.
Uh-huh.
And so we're talking, you know, let's talk about Prince for a second. I mean, he's an incredible artist and charismatic. So you said charismatic leader first.
Mm-hmm.
And very independent in the way he did things, but he also had this huge creative quality within him. His music was fantastic. My one of my favorites when I was back in the day was Little Red Corvette. I loved listening to Prince, and his music was very unique, and mm-hmm. and I like that because I have a little bit of that creative idealist who likes to have things that aren't like everything else. I don't like doing the same thing over and over again, the same way. And I noticed that every one of Prince's albums, all of his music, he was always creating something new and then delivering it in through his incredible charisma.
Uh-huh.
And his charm and he had the sensual, he had that really sensual side of the leader. So he wasn't sort of like a dominating, pushy leader. He was almost more of an emotional intelligence quality of the charismatic leader, yeah. Right?
Sort of alluring on a deep level.
Right. So he was very charming and soft, almost feminine. You know, he had a very thin waist and very, you know, sort of, you know, he wasn't this big, you know, hulking guy that you'd think, well, that's the star, you know, the country western singer.
Right,
he was really in his own world, and so his world was this incredibly creative world that of delivering this message. So he had the charismatic leader quality, the leadership quality, and the creative quality in spades. So everybody tends to have one that's their leader quality,
uh-huh.
and then one that is also they're sort of like what gives that leader that leading quality. I shouldn't say leader quality, but leading quality.
Sure.
Its flavor. So for instance, Steve Jobs would be the opposite of that. He would be the creative idealist first, with the charismatic leader. And as I say that, I might not be totally true. He was pretty crazy, but that combination are the people that are going to be just they're going to be iconoclasts. They're mm-hmm. going to be people that just will not follow along with anyone else because they have to lead and they also have the super creativity, so they have to lead with something that's their own. And I have those two qualities as well.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I developed this Discover Your Purpose, this profile system that isn't anything like other profile systems.
Right.
Other profile systems are behavior-based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, DISC, they're all behavior-based. So you watch people's behavior and you see, well, people do this. And then you say, well, okay, so if you watch people's behavior, then that must be who they are. And so then people take the test and they look at their life and they say, well, that's definitely what I've done my whole life. And so those tests will make you more of what you think you are, but they may not actually get to the point of who you actually are, because our minds, our brains, have this one incredible capacity that God gave us, which is to be able to choose our life.
Right.
And we can choose not to live our life as well.
Right.
And a lot of people in the world choose to live the life that gets them the most love, the most attention, and the most money, or at least less pain.
Yes, exactly.
But
avoiding
to do
the
something
pain.
And live in a way that isn't actually congruent with who they truly are. And so Discover Your Purpose came from my energy medicine studies and the understanding of the chakra system and working with the chakra system and trying to heal people through the chakra system, and then understanding that healing the chakras is really a waste of time
mm-hmm.
if you don't know why you're healing them and what that chakra was supposed to be doing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chakra system, and if your people know chakras, chakra system serves the life purpose, not the other way around.
Right.
You don't heal up your chakras and then figure out your life purpose. You figure out your life purpose and your chakras heal themselves.
Right. But it seems like We're far more than the chakras. We have our vibrational patterns as well, and so it seems like it's sort of a more of a should be a top down thing where you're healing the whole, and then the chakras will follow suit.
Right, and we do. I mean, almost every spiritual practice teaches that that we have a soul that has this sort of core vibration, and then we have the chakras. But what they don't teach is what I learned after 25 years in the martial arts, which is called what in the martial arts we train what's called the Hara line.
Uh-huh.
I call that the life purpose line. On that line are your physical life purpose, which is the Dantian, and then there's your spiritual life purpose, which is the High Thymus. And that's so the physical life purpose has everything you'll ever need or do, and it's literally you're holding a space in the universe. In every moment, the universe is creating you and giving you everything you'll ever need to live your life purpose.
Uh-huh.
And then at the High Thymus point, you have this point where you know your life purpose. You have these contracts as how you're supposed to use this moment of time that you're living in your body and your mind and your, all of these gifts you're given in your physical life purpose. And then there's another point just above it, right at the occiput, in the lower part of the head, where you actually can be enlightened and have the aha moment that says, oh, my God, I have the perfect body and the perfect mission, and I'm living my mission,
mm-hmm.
and this is enlightenment. So enlightenment is knowing who you are,
right.
and feeling it in your body in a visceral way.
Right.
And then when you feel that quality of, I totally get who I am, your chakras then know what they're supposed to do in your mm-hmm. physical world, your emotional world,
sure.
your action world, your relationship world, your how you communicate world, in the mind of the, in your mind world, in your connection to God, what kind of God you even pray to, is all written in that life purpose line, which martial artists train to learn how to be stronger and have more more of an unbendable quality within them. But the truth is that your life purpose is unbendable and non-negotiable. And if you don't figure out what it is, your life is always a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Once you figure out what it is, you can look back at everything that's ever happened in your life and understand why it happened.
Right.
Because
right.
The,
oh,
law
yeah.
of the law of attraction. The law of attraction is being drawn to that purpose,
yes.
not just to your chakras. Your chakras are supposed to draw to you and do draw to you the magnetics of your energy field, you know, draw to you everything you need. But
mm-hmm.
if you don't know who you are, that perfect person comes to you and you don't know why they're there. And you say, I don't like that person. I don't want to be anywhere near them
mm-hmm.
because I'm this person.
Right.
And when you're and that is true about how you feed yourself, the jobs you choose, the relationships you get into, and so many people are getting divorced these days
mm-hmm.
because they have no idea how to choose someone who actually will support them in being who they are.
Right.
And they and both people get in the relationship pretending they're somebody that they are not, and then they find out that they are somebody different later on, and then they realize, well, I can't be with that person because
right.
they lied to me at the beginning, or you lied to them at the beginning about
yeah.
who you were.
Right.
So knowing these qualities, this deeper quality within us is really the essence of having a great, being able to choose the career that you're proud of and want to be in, you know, really being with the person and knowing the type of person that you will thrive with,
mm-hmm.
and then also being able to choose your health and understand what type of energy do you have. You know, the person who's the creative idealist is very not in their body at all,
uh-huh.
has a very different way of feeding themselves and working out and doing things than the person who is the charismatic leader who's got this big, stronger type of constitution in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they can eat different things and follow different regimens in their life. So understanding these qualities are the essence of really living and being happy in your life.
Yeah. We have to go to another quick break, but when we return, I'm going to share with listeners how you can get onto Reese's website and actually get your own profile assessed. And we may even talk about what the results of mine were. More with Reese Thomas when we return here in a few moments.
I guess I should know.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Now, Reese, you've got a website where people can order the book that goes into great detail about these five different purpose profiles. And also, yeah, you've got an assessment, an online assessment, and it's very complete. I think it's what, 5 pages of questions you need to answer, where people can actually find out what their purpose profile is. Can you share with our listeners how they can reach that?
Sure. In the book, Discover Your Purpose, there is the same assessment that's online is in the book. So you can, when you buy the book, you can get the assessment in the book, and you can buy the book at discoveryourpurposebook.com. You can also buy it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. They all have it. But if you buy it at discoveryourpurposebook.com, you'll also get some lectures and a member site and a number of things, nice things that go along with it. And my website is Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, Thomas Institute.com. On there, you'll find, if you go on there, there's a button right below, just about halfway down the page, that says Profile Assessment. Click on that, and there is what you're talking about is the free profile assessment, and then there's a full profile assessment that analyzes both your primaries and secondaries and a lot more video about those things. But yes, when you take the free profile assessment, you find out your profile, and you get 5 videos. Of one of each of the profiles to give you a little bit of, it's like a mini training that you get for free.
Uh-huh.
So, and that is Reese, R-H-Y-S, Thomas Institute.com.
Yeah, and that's great. And, you know, I got on it and did the assessment, and my top one was emotional intelligence specialist, and my next one down was knowledgeable achiever. How do those two things combine?
Well, they do combine. They do combine well, but emotional intelligence specialists rarely run radio shows.
Really?
Really.
It's funny because, you know, I'm very sensitive, and I'm an empath.
Yep.
And
yep.
I've actually been told by several people who've taken different ones of the workshops that I do that it's less about what I'm teaching and the vibration of love that I bring to it. So I think on some level it makes sense, but some of the things also didn't fit in the videos. Like some of them feel right on the sensitivity
right.
and the unconditional love, but
right.
some of them like not wanting to be around a lot of people. Yeah, I don't like going to malls and stuff like that or big concerts. But boy,
right.
I really enjoy being in front of a room full of, you know, hundreds of
right.
people to present something to help them shift their lives. So.
Right, and you had and one of the things that that I say in the assessment is that there are different charismatic leaders will often sometimes just by high numbers they have a lot of all of the qualities
uh-huh.
and because. They're leaders and they're actors and actresses by nature. And so if you added your 15 emotional intelligence specialists with your 6 charismatic leaders, you would come out with 21 charismatic leaders.
Uh-huh.
And the quality of the charismatic leader will tend to be either the stronger sort of driven quality or the softer, more seductive quality and the charming, because it's the charismatic leader charmer. And so you
right.
have the more softer, charming quality, but there's a real mission for you to inspire people.
Oh, yeah.
And having the knowledgeable achiever, and I find that in doing lots and lots and lots of radio shows, most of the people running radio shows have a highly creative side because they love to bring something new and they're glib and can come up with quick ideas.
Uh-huh,
but
sure.
they also are leaders. They really want to inspire. They
yes.
really have a mission to inspire other people. So the combination of the charismatic leader and the creative idealist, sort of this higher thinking, and so that research statistician was a bit actually, if you looked at your knowledgeable achiever
uh-huh.
as kind of a combination of both the creative idealist, which was 8, and your knowledgeable achiever, which was 12,
uh-huh.
That's sort of like a high thinking achiever,
right.
right?
Right.
So you've got these two qualities within you, which really incorporate their charismatic leader incorporates. Not only the leadership, but this deep sense of love and heart, which is what your message is. That's your mission in life.
Yes.
And then your knowledgeable achiever isn't just like pragmatic, it's also very creative. And so being able to run a radio show or do research or do healing work and understand things at an incredibly deep level because you are not only empathic as a charismatic leader and an emotional intelligence specialist, but you're also willing to study and understand things at a much deeper level and why they fit together.
Right.
So,
right. And I'm always curious about the why and putting things together into a bigger model. The big picture is always important to me and sharing
right.
that because I think that the big picture along with the details is much more informative than just the details themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'd like to share one more event. I'm running an event. If anybody who's within say 1,000 miles of Massachusetts, I'm running an event called Awaken, where I have a 3-year healer training, and in there we do over 100 different types of awakening techniques that we use to awaken you to this deep feeling within you as to who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year my live event. I do a live event every year, and it's a 2-day event in Marlborough, Massachusetts, and it's called Awaken, and it's awakenevent.com. If you want to check that out, awakenevent.com, and it is going to be 2 days of really discovering your deepest spirituality and the power of that in your life, and how to you will certainly know your profile by the end of the weekend, but you'll also really understand how your whole life has been calling you to your biggest why.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. This is fascinating. Again, everybody, it is Discover Your Purpose by Rhys Thomas. Rhys, thanks so much for joining us here today.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.